Who's up next on the slab? Oh, it's you. Making the first incision. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab. Woo! Tonight's episode. It's just myself and Chris in the studio. Prior engagements have tied up everybody else.
What is up, y'all?
But what a better way to do a one-on-one podcast with a monster versus monster scenario. That's right. We're gonna go head-to-head with these guys and explain their individual, like powers, I guess is what you would say, and what their strengths are and their abilities and what their weaknesses are and what they would bring to this certain type of fight. And we're going to stay within like the same realm. So you're not going to meet, you know, Freddy Krueger versus a Xenomorph. That's not going to happen. Although that would be funny because I don't think the Xenomorphs dream, but.
Or Dracula versus
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. No, that's not what this is. So,
we got to be real up in here, people.
I have to ask. I asked you to pick one, like, serial killer. So, like, you know, Jason, Chucky, Michael, Freddy, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And do a fight that they would win, a fight that they would lose, and a fight that you don't know who would win. Like, completely undetermined.
Okay. So, I had to go with Chucky.
Right.
So, a fight that I think Chucky would win. I'm sorry, DJ, but I think he would win against Leslie Vernon.
Well, yeah. Okay, I can agree to that. Because Leslie Vernon was never... He was quasi-supernatural at best.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, that's all in the same universe. So, that could actually happen.
Yeah.
But no, I think Chucky would definitely win. He can transform his consciousness into too many different fucking dolls for him to not win that fight.
Oh yeah, well, as long as, you know.
And that really wasn't Leslie Vernon either. Like, he was just a guy pretending to be Leslie Vernon. So
yeah.
Like, no, I completely get it.
So that a fight that I'm really unsure of could go either way would be Chucky and Freddy Krueger.
Right.
Because that, honestly, a fight between the one-liners and the puns
honestly,
would be immaculate.
Honestly, I wholeheartedly believe that Chucky would win that as well. Because not only is he magical, but he would know that there was some sort of magic keeping Freddy Krueger alive. And since he's a doll, technically, he doesn't need to sleep.
And he knows voodoo.
Yeah, so he's going to eventually he's going to figure out the best way to take him down and then go to sleep and then take him down.
Now,
like he's way more knowledgeable on this, but if it comes to a physical altercation and it's just one Chucky against one physical Freddy Krueger, yes. Like how he was brought into the real world,
yeah,
I got to give it to Freddy.
Like Chucky found the way to bring him into the real world.
I got to give it to Freddy because Freddy's way more durable. Like, look at all that punishment he took from Jason, and he still kept coming.
Yeah.
Chucky, I've noticed that if a well-placed shotgun shot or throwing him into a fan, that kind of stops him dead in his tracks. Now, like I said, theoretically, if that's 1v1, there's no other Chuckies to take the consciousness. Like, this is Charles Lee Ray. This is it.
Chucky and Tiffany together. I guess Freddy Krueger. Let's say Tiffany's already in the mix.
I still gotta give it to Freddy. You gotta think he's smart. Freddy knows how small Chucky is.
Not even human Tiffany. Not even Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah,
because she could be there for the seduction.
But you also have to think about it this way.
I'm pretty sure she could get Freddy Krueger horny.
No, he's. Remember, he likes kids. Even though it wasn't explicitly said until the remake, he had a thing for kids.
So the doll.
Their child, Glinda. No, yes. No.
I think that would just make him even more pissed off.
It really depends on who's hunting who. Like, if Chucky is hunting into Freddy's turf, Chucky's going to win. Because he has that time to prepare. But if he pulls him into the real world, Freddy Krueger is still, A, very durable, B, got his head cut off and still alive, C, incredibly smart and apparently knows karate, and he did for a good majority was whooping Jason's ass there for a second, and let's be real, mm-hmm. Jason versus Chucky is a no contest. Jason's going to stomp the little guy every single fucking time. You just can't kill that man.
That was going to be my...
the guaranteed loss. Yeah, guaranteed. You just can't win. Now, actually, mine is Jason. Because, and this is going to sound controversial, a fight he's always going to win is going to be Michael Myers. Michael Myers is too slow. Too dumb, not creative enough. Jason is a very get-to-the-point kill, whereas Michael tries to play too much. Mm-hmm. Now, we saw what happened with Freddy. You play too much, and you're just going to get your ass handed to you eventually. Or you're just going to die.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to beat Michael 10 times out of 10, and he also has the unfair advantage of being pretty much immortal, whereas Michael Myers has been proven to be a simple man. A very... very
kind of man.
A battle he's always going to lose is going to be Leprechaun. He would lose every time to Leprechaun, as much as it pains me to say it. Leprechaun is way too smart, and he is too magical enough to know how to beat him.
So
he's like, if I can't kill you, I'm going to encase you in stone or some shit like that.
What would Jason do, though, to
piss off Leprechaun?
Yeah.
Let's just say it's
like, I don't think Jason needs an Ozzy, gold. Yeah,
it's an Ozzy scenario, right? So remember how Ozzy in the first movie swallowed that piece of gold? Uh-huh. Say if he did that at Camp Crystal Lake, Jason kills Ozzy, takes his body.
Okay, yeah.
And now he's fighting Leprechaun pretty much for the body.
Gotcha.
And on top of that, you can even break it down to more animalistic instincts, whereas Predator, or not Predator, excuse me. Leprechaun's going to see Jason as a predator.
Gotcha, okay.
So he's going to be like, okay, I got to get through you to get to what I want. Mm-hmm. And Jason's going to see Leprechaun as a very short target. That's it. But since Leprechaun's magical, he has a really wide range of abilities to nullify him. Now, one I'm not sure of, and hear me out on this one, because they exist in the same fucking universe. They exist. Jason Voorhees versus Victor Crawley. Pretty much it's Jason versus Bayou Jason.
Yeah.
Creole Voorhees versus versus bland chicken Voorhees or some shit. I don't know.
You can't even make an argument about turf.
Nope.
Either, because it's the same fucking turf and terrain.
Well, it's got to be in the bayou. It has to be. Victor Crawley can't go anywhere else. Jason has been proven that he went all the way to fucking Manhattan and space. So he can leave. He can leave Camp Crystal Lake. Trust me.
I mean, once you know one woods, you know them all.
But yeah, who would win? I'm completely indecisive about it because they're this pretty much
a belt sander versus a machete,
and they're both in their same right, very tough. Yeah, even in strength, too.
Brother versus brother.
Yes. They are. You can't...
It is Hulk Hogan versus the Macho Man.
Okay, so... Victor Crawley is the...
I just want everybody to know DJ just slammed his pencil down. We are about to get up in this bitch.
Victor, okay, so this is a monster versus monster, and I did say we were going to go into it. So I'm going to go into this one a little bit.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Jason Voorhees. He's the oldest. Okay. He was born... He died in 1957 at the age of, I think they said like 8 years old or some shit.
Yeah.
So that means...
A young lad.
So that means, let's just say we put his birth at 1948. That's perfect. 1948 is a good year.
So that makes him a boomer. Okay.
Yes. Yes, that would make him a boomer.
Boomer.
You got a boomer over here. Boomer.
Boomer alert.
I dare, yeah, poke him in the chest and say that. He doesn't know what the word boomer means, but he knows blood. He's really good at that.
Blood boomerang.
So, let's just say, you know, he was born in 1948, and he died in 1957. Mm-hmm. So that would make him about 10 years old. All right, so that's the backstory for Jason Voorhees. Now, follow me on this timeline. Let's say that Jason's dad, because we never hear about him, got his mother pregnant. He was born in 1948. Saw how ugly the baby was and went, deuces, bitch, I'm going down south.
Yes.
So he goes down south, meets another white woman that he falls in love with, and cheats on her with the black nurse.
Where are the white women at?
Hey, where are the white women at? Yes, and he falls in love with that black nurse, okay? So follow me on this. And they have Victor Crawley born. Mm-hmm. Now, she dies during birth, so he can't just abandon.
All because the white bitch had a cursor.
Exactly. Well... I don't think it's because of that curse. I think it's just because he has bad sperm. It's the only thing I can think of. And he needs to stop fucking around with short-haired white women. But, so that would put Victor Crawley died in 1964. So his death is 1964. But what does that put him on birth? Okay, so let's just say it is 1948. Is that
well,
so? We'll say 1950.
So how old was he when he died?
They did say he was a young adult,
so
teenager-ish. So this would put him at 14 years old, which, if you think about it, stuck in an ever-loving loop of being 14 at that kind of a monstrous age would explain
how
aggressive he is.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume that he had, like, some severe learning disabilities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, physically, in a sense, when they say young adult, why not, for shits and giggles, let's put him at, like, 18, 19. But mentally, he would still be in that, like, you know, 13, 14-year-old state.
Well... I'm saying physically he was about 14 because it does make sense. Because the other kids that killed him were about 13 or 14. They were the same age as Victor Crawley was. And they did say that in the first movie.
Oh, okay.
So when he does die, he's this hulking 14-year-old that's essentially a child. So he has the mind of about an 8 or 9-year-old. He's extremely creative. We saw that with the kills. But we've also saw him misuse proper tools as well. So, with so many years stuck in that state, he is still going to learn something because he did recognize Danielle Harris as you're an old thing. I've seen you before, even though they're on different days. So that residual haunting, he still holds memory. So that means that he can learn and adapt.
He also recognized the kids who killed him.
Exactly. So he knew Trent.
Fucking Trent, man.
Okay, Trent was whooping that ass. I never saw Victor Crawley genuinely concerned.
Big ups to my dog, Trent.
You're my boy, Blue.
Love you.
He was genuinely concerned. Like, oh, he whooping my ass. I got to do an oblique kick or something. I blow this nigga's kneecaps out.
God damn it, Adam Green. We need a fucking spinoff of Trent and fucking Hatchet.
Yes, we just need the story of Trent.
Like, do they end
up... How'd he whoop Victor Crowley's ass?
Like, I just want to see a spinoff. Like, what if that ended up... What if they settled their beef? Like, Trent died there, so they're like ghosts together now. What if they're best friends?
Yeah, like what?
Like, what if they could just kill people together for
Trent,
fun?
Yeah, Trent and Victor. Give me a Trent and Victor fucking, like a sitcom.
Trichter. Trichter.
Where they're just living in the woods together like, oh, Victor.
This he just needs to happen.
Anyways.
Make it like an 8-part miniseries.
So, that would put his birth at around 1950. So, the timelines do theoretically match up. Now, you follow even further down. I do believe that Victor Crowley and Jason Voorhees are brothers mm-hmm. by the same man.
Mm-hmm.
That would only make sense. Because they're very similar. Now, since they're very similar, they do have opposite traits. Where Jason Voorhees, he can technically die, but he keeps getting brought back by some random Rube Goldberg string of fucking events. Usually lightning.
Yeah. A lot of fuckery is afoot.
And Victor Crowley can die,
mm-hmm.
but he is reborn the next day. So he can regenerate faster.
He can die, but for only like
a day.
Depending on when you kill him, like 20 minutes to 8 hours.
Yeah. So, but they both have that regeneration behind them.
Uh huh.
So, regen is going to be equal.
But Jason's regeneration, notably, is like dependent. There's a dependency on his regeneration.
Yes and no. He's very dependent on somebody else to regenerate him, but. You also got to think of how fast he regenerates physically as well. You got to throw that in there. Because he regenerates, if somebody shoots him...
He does have that Wolverine regeneration.
Yeah, he just walks through it. Now, if you shoot Victor Crowley, though, he will fall down.
He's more human.
Yeah, he's a little bit squishier.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got that little brother squishiness.
Yeah.
Whereas the big brother, it's like he's going to take whatever shot you throw at him. So that's why I put the regeneration at equal, because Victor Crowley can regenerate the next day, whereas Jason needs help. But Jason can recover from a short-term wound, whereas Victor Crowley kind of gets put down on it.
Uh-huh.
We've seen it too many times. Now, the next thing is their strength. They've both displayed inhumane amounts of strength.
I say they're equal on strength.
Hear me out. I understand why equal, because you've seen Jason fucking fold a nigga in a bed easily.
Yes.
You've seen him ride a boat underwater to Manhattan. You've seen him punch a man's head off. I understand all of that. He is stupid strong. Uber Jason was even stronger. But we're not going to count Uber Jason in this bullshit.
That's a whole separate thing.
So, with that being said, we have seen Victor Crowley, without the use of many tools, completely eviscerate people. And I'm talking like ripping them in half, ripping that lady's head off just by the jaw, ripping entire limbs
King Kong
off.
Style.
Yeah. Lifting somebody above his head and then push them on the handle of a shovel takes so much strength, and just skinning somebody by hand.
Yeah.
Victor Crowley.
Literally ripping their face off.
Yeah. Victor Crowley definitely gets strength in this one.
He's got monkey strength.
Oh, chimpanzee strength like a motherfucker. So he's noticeably.
I'm a motherfucking chimpanzee!
So he's noticeably stronger than Jason Voorhees. Now we're going to go. The next one we're going to do.
Like, I'm pretty sure if Victor Crowley wanted to, he could probably, like, reconfigure Jason's head to look normal. Or at least upside down egg.
Shaped. Oh, yeah. Easy. But you still can't. Yeah, but you still can't sleep on Jason though. You still gotta understand that Jason is still is in fact superhuman strength too, just not to the level of Victor Crawley. That's where the regeneration thing comes into play, because now you really don't know. But when it comes to intelligence, I'm giving it to Jason. Yeah. Jason's way smarter. He is more.
All Victor Crowley knows is how to
kill,
destroy.
Yeah, that's
it. Not even kill, just destroy. But Jason knows how to
hide the body, torture somebody,
cleverly kill,
beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker. Yeah. Jason knows how.
He knows about liquid nitrogen.
Yes. He learned about liquid nitrogen instantly. He's very adaptable. Now, we're going to talk about dexterity next. How fast can they move? How can they dodge? Contrary to popular belief, Jason does run. He does. Look back in his movies. There's at least 3 movies where he has busted out in a full sprint, including the 3rd one. He's not. Michael Myers is the one that walks towards you and disappears and all that. Jason doesn't do that shit.
I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Now, dexterity wise, he's still lumbering. Like, Freddy versus Jason, he was stiff. Like, yeah, he was dodging shit just. Like, because he's smart. He knows that, that air cannon's not going to hit my shoulder if I pivot it 3 inches that way. But when it hit him...
His movements are more zombie.
Yes. Like. But Victor Crowley, though...
Oh, he's limber.
Oh, he...
He stretches.
Yeah, he jumps. He fucking... Stretches. Dexterity goes to Victor Crowley, no matter what.
He does push-ups on the rigs.
He does CrossFit.
How much can you bench, bro?
I definitely take him for a parkour run. Victor Crowley does parkour. But
who wants to play tug of war? I have my partner.
So their regeneration is equal. Victor Crowley is stronger and faster, but not smarter than Jason. And this is going to be the final one that's going to kind of give us an average.
Know how many times you've made me spill pop out of my nose? I'm bound to make it. I'm about to make it happen to you one day.
You've done it to me, like 1,000 fucking times. That's why I stare at you. Like that one time where I had to make fun of you, but I waited till you had a chip in your fucking mouth so I could say it, trying to get you to spit it out because you've done it to me so many fucking times.
Well, I'm glad I've done my job. I didn't even realize it.
But. This one's going to go to experience.
Jason.
Yes.
Jason,
because he's been doing it longer. He has more experience on the different types of people that there are, and he adapts. His adaptability is way over Victor Crawley's. Way over. Victor Crawley hasn't adapted at all.
He's still wearing boots and overalls.
And if you really want to get technical, like another thing with the regeneration, you know, Victor Crawley did have to have an incantation read in that movie for him to come back because he was gone for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So that's where it also still keeps on the equal side. So let's just say that for the sake of this, this is not the Uber Jason, and this is Hatchet 3 Victor Crawley, and not Victor Crawley where he had to be resummoned.
Right.
So that levels the playing field. But experience-wise, definitely goes to Jason. So we have an even tie here. But on the average, and just to my knowledge, and I'm sure you can agree with me, if you don't, please say it. I'd love to hear your side too. I think Jason would win because experience and intelligence beats raw power any day of the week.
Oh yeah, it's definitely.
It's the difference of a boxer that's been doing it for 15 years against a boxer that just started, but he's big and burly. It's like if you put Muhammad Ali against Mike Tyson. Everybody says that Tyson's going to win. Muhammad Ali,
he's fast.
Well, he's smart. He's smart, and he was way more experienced.
He our speed.
Now, Tyson was faster. Tyson was way faster. Like, with his counter hits, they were stupid fast. But Ali would also know that. He would know how to read them. So that's why I think Ali would win purely on point. I don't think he'd knock him out, or it'd be like a blowout. It'd be a good fucking fight. But I think
on points.
Ali would win on points. That's why I think Jason would beat Victor Crawley. And on one-on-one, one-night-only kind of fight. Even on Victor Crawley's turf, because it has to be. Now, yours was Chucky versus Freddy, wasn't it? That you don't know who would win?
Yeah, Freddy.
Okay, so we're going to do the same thing with Chucky as we did. So the regenerative factor, their health. Freddy has been seen to be killed every single fucking movie. But it's always some fucky way of killing him.
Yeah.
Gotta hit him with holy water. You gotta bring him into the real world and kill him then. You have to... It's always something weird. It's always something very niche, too. Like, oh, you gotta burn his glove. It's like, what the fuck? Now I gotta go on a treasure quest for this shit? You gotta show him love. It's always something fucking weird. Chucky, in the sake of fairness, can transfer his consciousness into other good guy dolls.
Yes.
So,
or just other living things.
Yeah. And they all have their own individual personality and everything.
Yeah.
Creating like an army of them, essentially. And that was in the Chucky TV show that is canon. So in the sake of being fair, we are going to have to include that ability. Because Freddy has the niche way of getting killed, whereas Chucky just has that longevity.
Yeah.
So that's going to be equal. Mainly because both of them are each hard to kill in their own right. Now, strength. Raw strength. Freddy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Freddy. Chucky was never known for being strong, just clever.
Plastic doll.
Now, this is going to be the interesting one. And I mean the really interesting one. Their intelligence. Who's smarter?
I would have to say that's where they're equal.
I was thinking the same thing. Because Chucky's knowledge of the occult and how deep it gets into, and he's retained it. He doesn't need a book or anything for incantations, and he just knows it by heart.
He had a voodoo master that he ended up killing. He knows his shit.
He's not stupid. He's also street smart. But then we got Freddy, whose intelligence is completely based off of going into your thoughts. So he can sap your intelligence. He can sap whoever you are and use it against you. That's what he's very well known for. He knows what makes you, he knows what you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Ah, man, that's got to be equal though. Because
what is Chucky afraid of though? Like a weakness.
Death. He's actually said he is afraid of death. Because he's died so many times in his form and he's felt every single one of them. He goes, dying is a bitch. I'm staying away from fans, guns, fire. Like, it was in the show and he was naming off the shit that he is essentially got PTSD about. So yet he's afraid to die in a very gruesome way. Fuck, that's what Freddy's known for. But he's also not a bitch either. And how would Freddy invade his dream? Like, would it be one of those, is his dream going to be just as fucked up as Freddy, or is Freddy going to control the dream? Like, that's, and it's such a good thing that we brought that up. So intelligence has to go to equal.
Yeah.
It has to, because they're both smart in their own ways, and it would be a literal chess game. It wouldn't be, this will not come down to a physical fight. The physical fight will happen. This is going to come down to who is more clever than who.
Right.
All right, so dexterity-wise, that's another hard one to decide. Because Chucky is athletic.
Yeah.
So let's break this down, because it's unfair to say Freddy in the dream world. Because it's a dream world. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Freddy brought into the real world. He was stiff.
Average.
Yeah, like
average man.
And we've seen time and time again that the average man usually doesn't stand a chance against Chucky.
Yeah, no.
So dexterity definitely goes to Chucky. Absolutely. Dexterity goes to Chucky. He's faster. He is way more nimble. He's going to know how to get in and out. Mm-hmm. And now the final one, the experience. Hard.
Now, if we're going based off of when films were released, we would have to go with Freddy Krueger.
Right.
But if we're going off of a timeline of how old they are,
we'd still have to,
like, the age of their characters.
Then we'd still have to give it to Freddy, though. Because he died, molested those kids, like, presumably in the 50s.
They were teens in the 80s.
Yeah.
So,
it
would have been the 70s.
Yeah. And Charles Lee Ray wasn't, he was just being born then.
Well, Charles Lee Ray, he was...
No, he was born in 1968. I saw that on CZ's World. So, yeah, he could.
68, so.
But still around that time period, Freddy was already still molesting and killing kids. He just hadn't gotten caught at that point in time. Mm-hmm. So, let's be on experience level. Let's get rid of the film history and all that. Let's say killing experience. Who's more fucked up? That's what I'm thinking of. Because Charles Lee Ray was a serial killer. You can't deny that. And so was Freddy Krueger.
I need to figure out how to word this. Freddy is really good at leaving a huge mess.
Right.
As to where Chucky can.
He knows how to clean it up.
Yeah. He can be more stealth with it.
Now.
Like he can make a clean kill with little to no cleanup.
Now, let me, I'm going to give experience to Chucky, because, hear me out, Freddy Krueger wasn't killing in his area, in his domain. He was killing children. He was killing teenagers, people that are very unexperienced, mm-hmm. people that are very, very vulnerable. He picked on the weak.
Innocent minded.
Chucky.
He just killed whoever the fuck
he
wanted.
He just killed anybody. He rose up to the challenge. He was mainly killing, you know, full grown adults before he was caught. Mm-hmm. So the experience right there, it has to go to Chucky. Like, when it's going to come to killing each other, Freddy's too used to killing the weak. Well, now Chucky's not weak. And we've seen in the past, if anybody has any experience over him, then he falls short because he's not used to he's not used to somebody pressing him. He's a bully.
Right, yeah.
And Chucky ain't going to take that shit.
Chucky is also a bully.
So, if it came down to, like, if they're in a boxing ring, then I'm going to have to give it to Freddy. Because Freddy's larger,
yeah,
and he's got that size advantage, he's stronger, you know, whatever.
He can punt him out of the ring.
Exactly. He can he can pick him up by his hair and just start whipping his ass around.
But then again, with Chucky being as small as he is, I have seen Hornswoggle wrestle live and in person, like sitting from me to you. I have seen Hornswoggle wrestle, like, in his character, and he is fucking quick.
Yeah. So, no, the speed's definitely there, but eventually he's going to get caught because he's going to have to get in close to do any damage.
And by the time he gets in,
then Freddy's got you, because Freddy's good at the close game. So it's one of those. He's going to win when it comes to a physical altercation. But like I said, this does not come down to physical. This comes down to who's more clever.
Now, when it comes down to, since we put it in that sense, if it came down to a tables, chairs, and ladders match,
we're going to get rid of the physicality completely. Let's just say it's a game of cat and mouse.
Okay.
It's going to be whoever has the drop on who. I'm going to give it to Chucky. Chucky's way more creative when it comes to that. He will know, in order to fuck with Freddy, he would know to transfer his consciousness into a bunch of backup dolls and keep going into the dream world and keep getting repeatedly killed and killed and killed until he knows Freddy's pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do that. Because what happens? He gets killed and now it's just a doll? They're just going to put his consciousness right fucking back into it. That's why he has copies. He's going to win. Like, physicality? No way. But being clever.
Yeah.
He will. Eventually he'll figure it out. Eventually he will kill Freddy. So, with that being said, we've talked a lot about Jason. We've talked a lot about Chucky. We've talked, you know.
We talked a lot about Kane Hodder.
And let's face it, as much as I love Leatherface, he'd lose against all of them. Yeah. Remember, he's just a dude with a chainsaw. He's basic white bitch.
That has actual, like, conscious human emotions other than rage.
Oh, yeah. Like, Freddy's going to kill him.
I mean, take a look at Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
He's not supernaturally strong.
He got himself a girlfriend.
Yeah. He had a daughter. For fuck's sakes, in the third one.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He had a fucking daughter. It's like, what the... He's fucked. He's iconic, don't get me wrong. He's a hell of a grinder. If it was him and Leslie Vernon, it would be a toss-up. That would come down to, you know...
I think that would just come down to... I don't know, because Leslie Vernon is smarter.
Yes, but that would have to be a that would have to come down to physicality, because...
Turf.
Yeah, that would definitely be a turf one. Now, if you put
turf and physicality,
if you put Leatherface in the apple orchard, he's going to be too busy trying to cut down the trees to get a clear path.
And maybe an apple or two.
And he will pop up behind him with a sickle and kill him. He will. But if you put Leslie Vernon...
But if you throw Leslie Vernon in the desert...
Oh, he's fucked.
Yeah.
He's in the wide open now. You're screwed. You're absolutely screwed.
God forbid the fucking abandoned amusement park.
Now, Michael Myers, I don't believe, deserves to be even be on this list. I don't really see him being over anybody, per se. Like, I see a lot of equal, but I don't see a lot of, like, a definite win. Like, I would bet money on it. I don't see Michael Myers beating Leatherface. Because Leatherface is too... He's too insane. He's too much. Yeah, too much of a wild card.
He never has a plan. He just kind of does.
Yeah, and Michael Myers isn't like that. Like, he's smart,
but he stalks.
Exactly, but
he stalks, and he makes it to where the only time you see him is when there's nothing you can do to get to him.
And that's all well and good. And
that's where he can plan.
That's all well and good, but also remember that Leatherface lives out in the middle of the woods, and he hunts people for food and clothing. He hunts the most dangerous prey out there.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you. That's why I'm like dangerous prey. Have you seen a fucking hippo?
Have you, scary man? Have you seen what we've done to a city block with a push of a button?
True.
Yeah, no, we're fucked. Yeah, no, we're dangerous because we have thumbs. God gave us thumbs and made it everybody else's problem. This is bullshit.
Now, if you put it in mass and numbers, then yes, we are the most dangerous. But one-on-one, a human cannot survive a hippo.
Or
a polar bear.
We too squishy. So we're brainiacs, not bronze. We're brains, not bronze. And even then, kind of lax. But still, Leatherface is, he's a redneck. He's going to know when somebody's stalking him. He will know all of that. Because he lives that life. So I think on a one-on-one, Leatherface would definitely kill Michael. Now, the more interesting one would be, obviously, Leslie Vernon against Michael. But since Michael Myers... legitimately exists in the Leslie Vernon verse as well, and he is considered a celebrity, Leslie Vernon would know everything Myers would do.
Yeah, I was about to say, he also knows all the tricks and the trades of slashers, so
yeah.
He could very quickly piece together
what
Myers would do.
And it doesn't matter if it's in Haddonfield or if it's in Kansas. It's going to have the same outcome. Leslie Vernon's going to kill him.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a physical match whatsoever, but that falls down to the category of who's going to be more clever. And I'm sorry, but...
And Michael Myers falls for distractions. He always goes for the distraction.
Every time. And Leslie Vernon knows that. So, like, out of the little small list I have, the only other one we haven't talked about is Leprechaun. Except for, you know, him definitely killing Jason. But Leprechaun in this entire list is a little too overpowered.
Yeah, he's kind of like the end-all be-all.
And that's so fucked up, too, because... It's like, his movies they were great in their own right, but Leprechaun in Space, let's face it, sucked.
Yeah.
Like, they did Warwick Davis dirty on that one, but he's too magical, he's too powerful. But I can tell you one that I don't think he'd stand a chance against. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, hell no.
Because they're from an entirely different fucking world. So everything they have is 100%, no pun intended, alien to him.
Yeah.
He's not going to know what the fucking popcorn shit does. He's not going to know what the candy, you know, the cotton candy cocoon's going to do. He doesn't know any of that. It's going to be new to him, therefore out of his fucking element, and he's going to get caught. He's going to get the fucking long-ass silly straw drink. That's what's going to happen to him. But we don't include them.
Shorty's going to come out and box.
But we don't include them in this list because, once again, they're a little too OP. But I don't think they would have an answer for Jason. Not going to lie.
Oh, no.
Because Jason ain't about that cutting off the nose shit. He's just going to eviscerate you, and eventually he'll get to the nose. Like, he's a little too violent for them.
Yeah, he's not so funny.
But one thing that you brought up, I'm very, very interested in.
Oh, yes.
Is the actors that and them portraying their killer first facing each other. Mm-hmm. Like, what was yours again?
So the one I came up with was the actor is Bill Moseley. And it is Luigi, his character Luigi from Repo,
yep.
The Genetic Opera. Otis Driftwood from
right.
The Devil's Rejects House of a Thousand Corpses series, and Chop Top from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
And that's
Chop Top, so.
And that is a very interesting three-way fight. I don't know who it would go to. Big part of me wants to lean towards Chop Top. Not going to lie. As bad as it sounds.
If you really think about it, it would turn into not only those three characters against each other, but those three families against each other. Because if you think about it, it's all a family.
And let's be real. If we're throwing families into this, Luigi wins 10 times out of 10.
Money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Money and power.
Yeah. He can just pay fucking, cause they're still humans. He can just pay to have them killed. Like, don't get me wrong. I know Otis Driftwood and that was
the Fireflies. They're
yeah, but that was with a Mexican cartel that they are not that smart in military tactics. So, and let's face it,
that's all Repo is military tactics.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it's no offense. No, it's definitely not offense to Otis Driftwood or any of the Fireflies, but they wouldn't fight them. They would go, okay, Mr. Wallace, go get my shit. It wouldn't be Otis Driftwood versus Luigi if it's a family thing. It would be Otis Driftwood and his family versus fucking Repo Man, which has been seen in the movie plenty of times, taking down military trained, armed guards with nothing but a scalpel.
Yes.
He is the John Wick of horror movie characters.
Also his helmet, too. I'm pretty sure like there's some type of... He has to have done some type of like target locking
thing. Something, yeah. So he's not just a regular guy. You can just, we're just going to taunt him and stab him. No, he is so precise and so he doesn't leave.
But they don't give a fuck. Kidnapping Shiloh.
Oh, good dude, she's a badass. Good fucking luck. And you also got to think, Shiloh was very well protected by Jinko as well, because they were trying to give Jinko to her. Mm-hmm. So she is extremely protected. If they can get to her, then yes. But you're also throwing them out of their complete element too. We're throwing if the Fireflies went to the Repo world.
Yeah.
Then no, they're not going to live. It's a little bit too advanced for them. There's too much technology that would back up the Repo world. Now, if you throw Repo into the Firefly world, bad news for Repo Man.
Throw him into the dirty south.
Because, you know, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. When it comes to intelligence, yes, Repo's going to win on intelligence. He was a doctor, for God's sakes, that would do repossessions live and in person. So he knew how to precisely cut something or return the product back to a reusable state. That is very... And he could do it in minutes. So, yes, he is skilled and he is smart, but...
He can do it within the length of a song.
Yeah, but he's not crazy. Fireflies are crazy.
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
So when it comes to Bill Moseley, if we just get rid of the families, we're going to have to. Because if we throw the Sawyer family in on this, it's just going to be a massive fucking bloodbath. There's not going to be a definite winner. Let's just the person to person.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't. Because Luigi is very talented with a knife. He's killed a lot of people. Casually.
He's fucking insane. Like, fucking insane.
Then you have Otis Driftwood.
Who is also... Fucking... He's smart insane.
He is... He is smart crazy.
Smart crazy and very
misguided. Absolutely misguided. His political beliefs and ideology and everything, that completely misguided. But that doesn't mean he doesn't understand what he's talking about.
Because
he does.
Yeah, he understands completely what he's talking about.
So it's... And Luigi's not stupid. He was getting ready to run a business, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. But he was also very violent.
Yeah.
But then you get over to Chop Top. And Chop Top is just insane, and he's tough.
Fucking scraping, heating up the fucking end of a fucking coat hanger and scraping
his head. Yeah,
fucking dangerous fucking scabs and fucking eating them. And
so, and then on
the metal plate in his head for fucking Vietnam.
Exactly, and he is a Vietnamese war veteran, so he's not stupid when it comes to battle.
He's seen some shit, man. He's done some things.
So, I don't know about you, but this is a classic case of class higher up facing the middle class of the Fireflies, the good old hardworking blue collar versus the
inbred.
Bumfuck, inbred.
Because
people still live in the Appalachians. Doesn't even know we had a black president.
It is very well documented that Chop Top was the hitchhiker's twin brother.
Yeah. Twin.
Twin. Well, but, you know how he got that part, right?
No, I don't.
Bill Moseley? Is because after Texas Chainsaw came out, he did spoof, not really a spoof, but he did his own skit. Mm-hmm. It was his own version of The Hitchhiker. He redid The Hitchhiker and he did it so fucking well and almost looked almost identical that they gave him the part to play his twin brother.
God, he's such a talented man.
And that's actually his twin brother that he's toting around when they're driving.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's the one Leatherface was toting around, yeah.
Yeah. But, man, that is a tough one. Who would win? Do you have your more sophisticated, trained killer? Is it the more raw, brutal, I know how to stuff a pig? Or is it the one that can field dress a human body in a field, in 23 seconds. Just because he's that much of a redneck. Who wins? I don't think they would fight, personally. I think they'd become friends.
Yeah. Just a wall of Bill Moseley's. Oh, fuck.
Just fucking talking to each other.
I wouldn't even try to fight back the pocket knife.
Like, ah, fuck. So, the conclusion of that is...
If I'm
going to
die horribly, it's going to be on my own fucking terms.
So
fuck that noise.
So, in my opinion, I think the Moseleys would become friends. I think every
That's
individual...
That's got to be a fucking TV series.
The
Moseley. Treat it like the Brady Bunch.
Starring Otis Driftwood. Luigi Largo.
Ended up hooking Chop up a baby. Top.
Have Chop Top like...
Chop Top was the hired help.
He lives in the garage.
Luigi hooked up with baby, and so now Otis Driftwood is the uncle.
I say it's
Uncle
like,
Odie.
I think it would be more or less Luigi hooked up with baby and bought a house and everything, and Otis Driftwood had just moved in because they're a package deal, let's face it. Like, Luigi didn't have a say in it.
You fucked my sister, I'm a fucking live in your house.
You could see him yelling that shit. And Chop Top is a mutual friend of both's, but refuses to live in the house. Instead, he lives in the garage.
They told him to live in the garage because
he smells way too bad.
He just can't live in the house. No. So,
oh man, a fucking conversation between those three would be so many F-bombs.
A lot of fucks.
A lot. A lot of aggression.
A lot of fucks and not a one to be given. All to be received.
Okay, so they're definitely, yeah, there's no winner in that one. They're just going to be friends. At least I want them to be. So mine was Robert Englund. It's Freddy Krueger versus his character, and I can't remember his name, in 2001 Maniacs.
The General.
The General, yes. Versus him playing the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. Because all three are fucking supernatural, and all three are driven by different things. Mm-hmm. I don't know who would win.
Just based on popularity alone, for me, I'm going to go with the General from 2001 Maniacs.
Okay.
Just because I love Robert Englund as a racist Southern white man.
A racist Confederate?
Yes.
That he can't...
The white devil?
I'm sorry, he could not sell me that he's a racist. He can't. Because, like, reality, the man is much inclusive.
You could tell it pained him to talk like that.
No, I don't think it pained him. I just think he...
He cringed. He was trying not to cringe.
Oversold the part. He made it so outlandish, so out there that anything
that's
of racism.
That's why I said cringe.
Yeah, anything racism that came out of his mouth.
Because I mean, let's
was
be
funny. It was considered funny.
Because let's be honest now. Going back and watching that now, a lot of that stuff you're just like, come on, man.
Like, that's low-hanging fruit. Yeah, come on.
Like, come on. Like, that kind of hurt me.
But I see in a physical altercation, I'm going to have to give it to the Phantom.
Because, I cannot speak on the Phantom.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
Because, yeah, the General was really good at sword fighting. Mm-hmm. But he did kind of go down like a bitch a couple times. So, Freddy, I think, in a one-on-one would whip his ass if they were all mortal, that is. But let's put their superpowers into effect here. Freddy's a dream demon. The General is a residual ghost. Mm-hmm. And the Phantom of the Opera sold his soul to the devil to write his masterpiece. But if he doesn't get his masterpiece done in time, then he goes to hell. I mean, there's this big thing. Let's just say he's ageless. He's immortal as for being ageless. So, I don't think they would be friends by any fucking means.
Oh, no, not at all.
Because, no. Absolutely fucking
not. The General regenerates every 24 hours, technically.
Yes.
So, doesn't matter if you kill him or if you don't kill him, he's going to come back.
Well, I think in 2001 Maniacs, it was only one time a year. Because it was that festival.
It was
that anniversary of them getting slaughtered. But still, the fact that
he's going to come back regardless every year.
One day, one year, he's going to be back.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing with Freddy.
I mean, he can come back whenever the fuck he wants to.
Yeah. You know, in the Phantom...
Like, he just kind of comes and goes as he pleases.
Yeah, and the Phantom just doesn't go away. So
he's like a luggage.
Yeah, so if it comes to they're all mortal and it's, you know, they're all three in a ring and they're getting ready to fight, I think the General and Freddy would team up against the Phantom.
They would take the Phantom out first.
And then they would duke it out themselves. And then
that would be interesting as shit, though, because you know they're going to have a fencing match between the General Sword and
Freddy's glove.
The glove. That would be – I would like to see that. You know the General has a reach, obviously.
I would have to give it to the General. I really would. Because we've seen Freddy have trouble with longer blades. He had trouble fighting against a buffoon with a machete. Now he's going up against somebody that has a saber, and he is very well trained. He is
skilled in the art.
He's going to know, yeah.
Everything short of the fucking battle scar.
Yeah, so... It is a very hard one to decipher on, though, still. I think into a physical mortal, General, definitely. Cleverness, I'd have to give it to the Phantom.
But in the dream.
On the supernatural playing field, it's definitely Freddy.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
He's way too powerful. That would go to home court advantage as well.
So, yeah, home court advantage definitely on, you know, mortal, this terrain, the General would win, but in Dreamscape.
Freddy's got him.
Yeah, Freddy would win.
And if they're both in a theater in France, oh, Phantom's got him. Easy. Well, I mean, if we're going to...
The theater probably already has it rigged up.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat him on his... Nobody's going to beat each other on each other's playing field.
Yeah. They would have to be out of their element in order to be smitten.
So, overall, I think I do have to agree with you. I think the General would take this fight. Mm-hmm. I think he would. I think he's a little... I don't want to say too smart for it, but he's definitely...
more skilled.
Yeah, he's way more skilled. He's...
He's had proper training, as to where Freddy is just like,
I swing, yeah.
I swing at you.
I know karate.
Rex Kwando.
Now, here's a trick question for you. Jaws versus Lake Placid.
Which Jaws?
The first one. Trick question. Lake Placid wins every time.
That's what I was...
That's a saltwater crocodile that has the strongest bite known to mankind. And it's already been proven that if a great white gets anywhere near one of these things, they're dead. They are very, very dead. Because saltwater crocodiles are triple the fucking size of a great white. Even Bruce... And they're way more aggressive in their hunting tactics. That was the name of the mechanical shark in Jaws. His name is Bruce, which they did a callback on Finding Nemo when they named the great white Bruce.
Yeah,
I was like, that's cute. I like that.
Did you know that there's supposedly a time traveler in the Jaws movie?
Really?
Yeah, she's in the beach crowd, but. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Well, not a time traveler. An accessory to a cold case.
Oh, yeah. No, I did hear about that.
The lady that was washed up on the beach.
Yeah,
that's
I did.
What it wasn't a time traveler.
No, I did hear about that.
Yeah. So it was the time traveler was at a Mike Tyson fight. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, holding the phone up.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about it...
Yeah, she was not an accessory to that murder, but she was a...
A suspect.
Yeah, she got pressed about it.
Actually, there's also,
everybody on that cast and that was there that day got pressed about it.
So, there is an interesting little fact about The Exorcist. When Reagan is being taken into the doctor's office and there's that one doctor that puts the pillow under her head and is getting ready to be... That was a legitimate x-ray doctor. Mm-hmm. That guy, about 2 years after the movie was made, ended up killing his fucking wife. And I think himself, he's a legitimate, psychopath.
Yeah.
And That's just a little fucking creepy to me.
That movie, not even putting into perspective all the shit that Linda Blair had to go through.
Yeah.
But a lot of shit was just, when that movie was being filmed and even after it was filmed, there was just a lot of shit wrong.
Yeah, it's the same
with the inner, not the movie itself, but within the inner workings of that movie.
I would actually love to talk about, like, when we get like Bobby in here, because I'm sure he'd love to be on this. I'd love to talk about cursed films.
Oh fuck yeah, Exorcist is
definitely up Exorcist, there. Poltergeist, Twilight Zone. I mean, there's so fucking many.
Wasn't Amityville the one with Ryan Reynolds?
There's so many that we can talk about that would bring out to a more spookier light, but that won't be an episode for a future date.
Stay tuned, ladies and
gentlemen. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and end this here, and hopefully, next show will,
our peeps will be back with us.
Yeah. It'll be a show or two. It'll be a nice full cast, and we can go back to the giggles.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyways, I'm DJ.
And I'm Chris.
Bye.
Deuces.